Good morning, church. Psalm 122 says in part, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We are here this morning, so let's stand, let's open up in prayer, and let's praise Him. Father God, we thank You that we can be here in church. We got songs to sing, and Father, we want to press in, and we want to go straight to Your throne room here this morning. So, Father God, as we come to You now in spirit and in truth, putting aside everything that would hinder us, we thank You once again for just meeting us here, Your Holy Spirit being present, flowing, moving in and about us, having His way. In Jesus' name, amen.
This life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah.
Is that song true for you this morning?
Yes.
I cannot keep from shouting, hallelujah.
Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for.
Amen.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within, there at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. I'm poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer.
And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
Amen.
Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee. For thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be thy throne. Life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone. Living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer his call. Follow his leading and give him my all. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee. For thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. No other master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone. Living for Jesus through earth's little while, my dearest treasure, the light of his smile. Seeking the lost ones, he died to redeem. Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee. For Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I owe no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone.
Amen.
You know, when you look up to somebody, in verse 3 it says, my dearest treasure, the light of His smile. When you look up to somebody and you esteem them and their opinion matters to you, that's what it's talking about. When we see the light of His smile, it gives us joy knowing that we're doing exactly what He wants us to do. And then it continues, seeking the lost ones He died to redeem, and bringing the weary to find rest in Him.
Amen. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto Thee will I pray, my voice shalt Thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto Thee and will look up. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. My voice shalt Thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto Thee and will look up. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto Thee will I pray, my voice shalt Thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto Thee and will look up.
Thank you, Lord.
You'll find that in Psalm 5.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Better than life. My lips shall praise Thee, thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. I lift my hands up unto Thy name. I lift my hands up unto Thy name. My lips shall praise Thee, thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Thank you, Lord.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father had in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, he'll sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Thank you, Lord.
I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the help has never yet been told. I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told.
I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near, I can see His smiling face. In His joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. In His joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, that has never yet been told. I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. It is like a great o'erflowing well, springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told.
Thank you, Lord. Since we're talking about joy unspeakable and full of glory, the scripture comes in 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of our faith is more precious than gold that perisheth. Though it will be tried with fire, it will be found unto praise and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ our Lord, whom having not seen we love, and although we see him not, we will rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that you, oh Lord, that you are the one that gives us the joy unspeakable and full of glory. You've given us strength. You've given us, oh Lord, the peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And we have no reason, oh Lord, to complain or to, oh Lord, to be defeated, to murmur, complain, and all this, but instead we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we may abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't need to dwell in circumstances, but we can dwell in His secret place. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Hallelujah. And no matter what our problem is, surely He will deliver us, He says, from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover us with His feathers, and under His wings shall we trust. His truth shall be a shield and a buckler. And we're not going to be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Hallelujah. O Lord, as the arrows come against us, they're going to bounce on the shield of faith that you have given us. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And we want to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Hallelujah. We have a reason to celebrate, to praise the Lord, to worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. For also he is a provider. He is the God that shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. He is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. told us in the word, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing, and that will be no room to receive it, no room enough to receive it. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being a provider. Hallelujah. And no matter how much we give to the work of the Lord, we can never outgive him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Father, for touching the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Give him the anointing, the clarity of mind. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray. In the name of Jesus, touch everyone that gives a testimony today. We pray in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for touching the group that comes, oh Lord, to pray for the needs around the world. And we want to thank you for giving us the anointing there as well. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, and your name will be glorified today in the name of Jesus. And let the high praises of God be always in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise God, I failed in myself a great freedom today. And I determined that God is in control of all things. And we don't need to do anything necessary. We got a number of prayer requests here today, so I'm going to read them to you. And none of you really know how blessed I was today to be able to preach. I took about 3 shots of cayenne this morning. And coughing pretty bad yesterday, and to be able to preach without, you know, having any problems. We're going to pray for Mrs. Helen Davis. She's probably about close to 70 years old. She said, you folks ask how things were going. Still living in the garage studio and a very noisy street. On April the 2nd, while shopping for groceries, a jar from a shelf fell on my head. Had a bruise on my forehead, but it has healed. Went to my chiropractor, and he helped. After a month, the bruise is gone. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to pray. She needs a new place to live, and we prayed for her for many years. We keep praying for her. So praise God for that. We're going to continue to pray for Eric from Canada. I talked to him last night. He's now back home after his deliverance. He's doing good. And he's facing some great obstacles in his life as his wife is contesting him for custody of the three children. She's not saved, does not want to get saved, and is living in sin with another man in Sweden. The children has expressed that they want to live with their father. So we're going to pray for that today. And then this is a peculiar prayer request. Last year, we prayed that God would send a person to our ministry that could help Charles Terrell with a video production for our website. God moved upon a person from Virginia, and he and his family moved to Sacramento. Due to internal problems with the family, he only helped out for about 3 weeks, and then the family left the church. At this time, we do not know where they live. Please pray that God will send a replacement, since we are severely handicapped. We are not able to post our Thursday Bible studies on the website, and we are hopelessly bogged down with getting written material out. Charles is overloaded. He's handling Sunday school, leading the worship service. He's being the video editor, being the website master, co-editing of all written material for the ministry. In addition to this, he's a father of 5 children. So we need to pray. Now, if you are watching us today or later on, I'm going to ask you this. This is not a paid position, but if you've been, God has been talking to you that you want to do mission work and you have the ability, you might be retired, you might have enough funds, would you consider moving to Sacramento and simply say, I will take this job? You might be coming from overseas or from the United States, I don't know. But we need someone, so let's pray that person in. This prayer request has been sent in by Al Norberg. He's asking prayer for their daughter, Pam, that lives in Montana with her husband. Pam and her husband adopted 4 children, and as adults, they have turned on them. This is a sad story. Actually, Pam married a young man, and he was killed in Vietnam, so she lost her first husband. The 2 girls are accusing their sibling, Jeff, of molesting them. He's now in jail and awaiting trial. When Pam asked the girls 7 years ago about this, she was told it was none of her business. The other boy threatened to kill Pam and her husband some time ago. All 4 of the children have reverted back to the drug culture their natural parents had. Pray that the truth come out at the trial. So there's many heartaches out there where people have done. They try to do good, and people reward them with evil. This is a prayer request from Colorado. Pray for Tim Chola from Colorado. He's been battling different ailments and is getting better. He wants to get back to work, and he also wants to have his marriage restored. And he's praying for his ex-wife. Now, he really is sincere, and he told me this, that he was a problem in the marriage. And he wants to get back to his wife, had it restored. So we'll pray for that. Let's talk about the oil a little bit here today. The spiritual battle with the world economy continues. Last week, the ungodly speculators who control the world markets were unable to do much with the oil prices. During the first part of the week, they pushed the price to close to $103 per barrel. But on Friday, the price dropped to 99.29. The price of oil fell 83 cents per barrel this week. In the meantime, gasoline prices at the pump kept falling, and gasoline was available at 3.77 cents per gallon in the Sacramento area last week. It is obvious that prayer is disrupting the people in charge of vast holdings of cash as they slush their money like waves in the ocean to the commodity market to make a profit. Let's continue to pray for confusion among these banksters who prey on the people in the world. I want to say a big thank you to those of you that are watching us. We received some money the last 10 days. We appreciate that. We've been able to pay the rent for the month of May. in one big check, $3,000. We paid it last Monday. And now we're working on this month. And we also were able to pay some other bills. So we're going to pray for that. We're going to pray an increase in the power of the Holy Spirit, winning more people for Christ, and for more people to support us. So let's come on up here to the one to pray, and let's seek the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of coming before you with these petitions, and we thank you that you have an ear to hear. And right now we are praying about the need that we have for a video editor. Father, you know that this has been a need for a long time, and it seems like we haven't been pestering you about it very much, but now we're going to start pestering you and asking you over and over, please bring us a video editor. It is a very, very valuable thing for our ministry, and Charles is overwhelmed with work. So we need this, and you know that we need it. So we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Father God, we want to thank you for the Word of God, Lord, that it tells all and everything we need to know. And I want to lift up Eric to you in Canada and his situation that he's fighting for custody of his kids. And it sounds like they're living in a typical world home today, where the parents are not married and anything goes, and it seems to be that is the accepted way for the world. And so, Father, we ask you to bring those kids into his home where he can be their father. And we also pray for repentance for his ex-wife. And then I want to bring to remembrance when the nation of Israel, I believe it was, under siege. And they said a measure of dung was sold for a farthing. Now that's a great meal, I guess, at that time. But then you intervened, and the next day there was an abundance of food in their camp. And so a perfect example of what happens when you intervene. One day it's feathers, and the next day it's chicken and dumplings or some great meal. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that that's going to take place in his life, and that he will speak it, and that he will believe it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, I just thank you for this wonderful day that you've created here on earth, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for the weather that you have delivered this throughout this beginning of the new year. And how you've sustained the weather to not get too hot, too fast. You've caused the situation for the snow runoff to go slow because you kept the weather cooler. And Lord, we just praise and thank you for that. And Lord God, we pray for this oil situation that the people that are operating the stock market, Lord God, that you will move upon their hearts and share with them that you know that the oil prices do not have to be this high. And Lord, I just pray that you will intervene in everybody's hearts and minds over this oil prices throughout the world. And I also ask, Lord God, that you lay upon people's hearts here in America to get on their knees and pray that you would lower these prices through you, Father God. And I really believe that the only way the prices of gas and oil are going to come down in America, and that is by people here on earth getting on their knees, praying and asking you, Father God, to cause the situation to turn around and the prices to fall. And so I give you all the praise and honor and glory, Lord God, knowing that you're going to do miracles in your time frame. And Lord, we will seek you diligently in our hearts and our minds and in our soul. And we pray and ask you to please heal our souls throughout this land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I ask you to help me to pray for this situation here, for Pam. And I want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, oh Lord, for touching Pam right now. Touch her in such a mighty way, I pray, oh Lord, and let her focus be upon you. Let her turn to you all the way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And realize, what can we say to those things? If God be for her, who can be against her? And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you meet every need. You are able, O Lord, to convict those people and give and have a vindicated in the her children, and the people turn around and be saved and turn from their wicked ways. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you do just that, Lord. And thank you for a mighty victory in Pamela's life, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching also Al Norberg. And thank you for giving him, O Lord, peace in his heart. And thank you that you will continue studying the Word and study to show himself approved unto God. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. I also want to lift up to you another need this morning. Oh, Lord, we pray for Philip Gladden. He lost his sister. She died. She committed suicide. And, Father, we pray for that whole family, oh, Lord, that you give them, saturate them with your peace. The woman was saved. She's in heaven, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And we pray today, oh, Lord, that you give peace to those, oh, Lord, who are hurting, who are mourning, who have grief and sorrow. And we praise you and thank you, Father. Thank you also for touching her son that was in rebellion. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you restore that man and realize, oh Lord, that the time is short and he needs to turn around and come close to Jesus. Seek the Lord with all his heart, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for delivering him from all unclean spirits. And Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, we just want to thank you for Helen Davis. She's faithful to you. She's elderly. She lives in a garage studio on a very noisy street. And we pray that she just thank you that she's not living on the river in a tent, that she does have a studio apartment. She can look out the window and pray the noise to go down, watch the people and pray things off of them. And we just thank you and praise you for her faithfulness to you and that the bruise on her forehead healed and that you're going to take care of her, Father God. We thank you that she loves you and she's faithful to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father, I want to pray for a church I went to yesterday. It's a Methodist church in the town where my children grew up. And there were 300 people at this memorial service. And not one person named the word Jesus Christ, Father God, or the Holy Spirit. And that's that Methodist church I used to sing in for 3 years and never heard much about Jesus. But we pray for those people that you show them the truth about Jesus Christ, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. And that they change. Because if they don't have the Holy Spirit, they're lost. And I believe that the young woman is not in heaven, that the memorial service was held for. I thank you that my daughter is not going to go to that church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to come before you right now. And Father God, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to us even stronger, Father God. Right now, all of us in one accord, We bind and chain in the mighty name of Jesus any demonic force that would come near this ministry. Right now.
Yes.
We command it in the name of Jesus to be bound, chained, sent to prison right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We bind it. We sent to prison, be held there until the day of the great white throne judgment. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and just send your Holy Spirit to us, Father God. Father God, people in this congregation, people out there on the internet, in your homes or in your businesses, wherever you have the computer, won't you welcome the Holy Spirit to you right now?
Amen.
Just come on in, Holy Spirit. Fill wherever you're at. Fill this congregation. Fill wherever you're sitting down right now. Let it come in.
Yeah.
Welcome it with open arms. He's there. Just call upon him. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, send your Holy Spirit to us. And send your Holy Spirit and comfort us. You are the Comforter, Heavenly Father. Send your Holy Spirit to us. And Father God, let your people minister. Let their light shine to no end. To minister to people, to witness. To where when people look at us, they say there's something that you have that I want, but I don't have.
Amen.
That they recognize the light of Jesus Christ. It's Christ within us, the hope of glory. Father God, we ask that in Jesus' mighty name. And Father God, for the believers, for you that are out there on the internet, or watching the internet, watching the service, Father God, we pray that you touch each one of those people. Touch their heart. Send the Holy Ghost to them, Father God. And we ask that you touch, that you lay upon their hearts to support this ministry. Because we're not doing this for fame or fortune or, you know, oh, hey, we play organ music and piano and all that. We're not doing that, Father God.
Amen.
We're sending the word out across the world. And praise God for that. And Heavenly Father, just touch the people to give a gift, to give a donation, to tithe on an annual basis. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus. And help us, cyber members, members here in the church, to do what it takes to bring people into the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father, and we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we lift up John Peterson to you in Sweden. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to sustain him. I pray, Father God, you will help him to find a Christian friend, whether it's an elderly man or woman, Father God, wherever it is, someone stable that can be his friend, that he can talk to and pray with. And we thank you, Father, for sustaining him and giving him joy. And Father God, a job. And one day he'll be here in Sacramento to be delivered. And we thank you for that. And I thank you, Father God, for answering every prayer that was spoken here today now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a couple moments for testimonies, if anyone's got a testimony this morning. Okay, I got a quick testimony I'm going to share on what you speak. And now I say we've been in this recession here in the United States for 3 years. And we've been, in our business, we've been sustained. And where many have gone by the wayside. And all you have to do is drive around and look at the vacancies out there and realize that business is getting pretty well getting beat down. So our company has been sustained and actually we've done well and been blessed during this time. And when we're bidding against contractors that are they don't have any knowledge of what we have. You know what I mean? All the only thing they understand in this kind of market is they bid it, they didn't get it, they got to go lower, and then it's a race to the bottom, basically. So even in that atmosphere, we are getting jobs that pay a profit. And about probably 4 or 5 months ago, I said, well, this is what I was speaking. I'm going to not bid in the major marketplace because the price is too low. And I'm going to bid and just do smaller jobs to where there is some profit in them. And then I said, and then I'm going to do the bigger jobs for my regular customers. Okay? So in that time frame, that's exactly what's happened for me. We're getting small jobs that are profitable, and we're doing a few big jobs for our regular customers. But the reason I pointed that out is exactly what I spoke is what transpired. So last week or two I decided, well, I'm going to speak now that I'm going to take on some big, huge jobs that are profitable. And I'm not going to, it was easy to kind of be defeated in that arena saying there are no profitable jobs out there, which is what it looks like. But I'm going to speak that we're going to get these big jobs that are profitable. Because as I look back in the last 6 months, it became very clear to me that exactly what I spoke is exactly what transpired. So I think that's a good testimony to put out there to the world. And that's exactly what happened when Jesus spoke to the fig tree. It transpired. Okay, Lois, you had testimony?
Yes, I think it's time that I gave this one. Something's been going on for quite a long time. I took a little loss in salary and was having a little difficulty meeting my expenses, although I was able to each month just barely cover everything. And anyway, when you're in that position, and there are so many people I was helping before that I couldn't help anymore, and I couldn't do this and couldn't do that. So I didn't mind myself personally, but it made me feel bad that I couldn't meet any other needs. Excuse me, my throat is always so raw. I started getting, of all things, sweepstakes that I don't enter. I don't play that game. I don't, you know, submit to it or anything. But I started winning $2 million, $3 million, and $997,000, and all these weird amounts. And I would get 10 a day. And I said, well, this has got to be a gimmick. So I didn't bite because they wanted anywhere from $5 to $30 and to do the processing. And I don't have that kind of money to throw away. So I didn't bite. So I guess Satan thought, well, he's going to send the big boys in. So after months, over a year of getting those sweepstakes and throwing them away and shredding them and all that, then I started getting letters from other sources. And I got a letter from somebody, I don't know what it is, but they call them angels on earth, which is, don't believe it. I mean, they're black angels. So this last one I got last week, was for a constant income. They wouldn't say how much, but it would be at least several thousand dollars a month that would supplement my income, and that this had been decided over 50,000 people. They had chosen me as being the one that needed this money, and they were going to start sending it to me. All I had to do was return the card that they sent, and it would start. Well, guess who the angels on earth were that the money was going to come from? It was going to come from Princess Di, Elvis Presley, and Pope John Paul II. And I took one look at that, and I said, oh, Satan again. Here he comes now with the big boy. Now he's going to come with his big armament. Okay, so I sent a little testimony to them and refused it, of course. And so then I got another one, and I got two in 1 week this last week. And the second one was chosen over 300,000 people. That was impressive. And I thought, well, Satan really thinks that I'm going to be impressed by that? Well, it's just too bad. They're just going to have to find someone else. Anyway, that one, I just decided to tear it up and throw it away because I didn't have to respond to it. Then I got another one that was another big number, and they were going to give me $5,000 a week. So that's pretty good money, you know. But anyway, I didn't want the devil's money no matter how much he was going to give me. When I remember Jesus, when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights out in the wilderness after he was baptized by John the Baptist. And Satan came to him too and offered him the whole world and all the money and everything. Well, if you have come from heaven and you know all of God's glory and everything that he owns, the whole world didn't impress Jesus, and it doesn't impress me either. So Oh, and all of these things are connected with secret societies and sorcery, witchcraft, every type of imaginary things. I mean, anything you can imagine that's occult. This is what was all over this stuff. So you turn it down, you feel clean, you say, thank you, Jesus, I don't need that. All I need is the Lord, and he'll take care of my needs.
Hi, everyone. I haven't been up here for a while. Today, well, first of all, I thought, you know, by wearing a blue shirt like the pastor, maybe I could suddenly speak like he does with a Swedish accent, but so far it hasn't worked. So a couple of things that need to be said by way of testimony, and get that out of the way first. If you've been around this church for a while, like 17 years, you've learned that if you don't have faith for the little things, finding your car keys, you'll never have the kind of faith it's going to take for the times which are rapidly coming upon us. And so we've been practicing the little things for quite some time. Now, with respect to what John said about women, they can pray and read the Bible, at men camp. This is one of the reasons I came up to see Soteris during the time. Because I've read the Bible through a time or two, and I've read a lot of verses a lot of times. So I look cool when Soteris prays and he does scriptures and I'm sitting there repeating them after him. But that's not the same as knowing the whole Bible. I do know that. I know the basic plan of God and so forth. But I've been praying for the little things. Another thing I picked up from John, Pastor John, was how many times can you be forgiven if you blew it in the past and the forces of evil come after you all the time? I want to remind you of that. And it's the same scripture that Pastor John spoke of is when Jesus was asked, how many times should I forgive a brother? 7 times. And Jesus said, 70 times 7. That's 490. I think I'm getting close to that. So I came up with something, and it's working. So I'll just tell you for what it's worth. The things that plague me are things from my checkered past. By that, I don't mean I was really a bad person, but we're all bad. A sin's a sin, right? And so what plagues me is the thoughts. You know, reminding me of things from the past, and how can be forgiven, and so forth. And that, from time to time, has driven me pretty hard. So I came up with something, again, after being around Pastor Terrell for all of these years, and a dire need, you know, that's usually the best reason for something. I remember when it says, take every thought into captivity, and I've read that and said that time after time after time. But saying it is not the same as doing it. But I didn't know how to do it, and one night it came to me. Every time one of these thoughts, and believe me, they can come hundreds of times a day, but they're diminishing, particularly in one area. I can't believe it sometimes. Okay. It's quite a statement, huh? I take that thought, the minute it comes, and it's going to lead me right down the path, I stop it right there, and I say, go repent, ask forgiveness, and make declaration, and I say, that thought goes in my captivity vault, never to be seen again. And you say, well, maybe that's scriptural, maybe it's not. But that's what it says, take every thought into captivity. Well, it's working. It's working. One day I think I must have done it 20, 30 times. It's in the middle of the night. It's when they really come after you, you know. Last night wasn't so bad, a couple of times. So it's getting better. Okay, well, that's my testimony about that. But I want to bring this to everyone's attention. This is by way of a testimony as well. When it comes to the oil and the situation that we're faced with, the enemy is government. People speculate on oil prices. I've done that in the past. Well, that's just business. If you're wrong, you lose, and so forth. It's not the people with $1,000 invested in oil, short or long, that are the enemy. It's the governments of the world, in particular our own, that is the enemy. But a couple of things have come up, and I've watched, because Diane, being a woman, and they know how to pray and everything, she'd been praying to confuse the evil one to the top. Now, yesterday, for the first time in the history of my knowledge about the conspiracy, which is 41 years now, we saw something happen in Switzerland that has yet never happened before. The Swiss, some may be Christians, some not. If you know anything at all about Switzerland, you know it was a beacon for Christianity in the Middle Ages. It's the only country in the world that's lasted over 900 years in freedom because they had freedom in gold, right? Freedom of religion and so forth, and weapons also. That's for you. But it's true. Another thing about it, in the Middle Ages, you know, popes used to do a lot of strange things, and they put out an edict to ban all crossbows. Sound familiar? And the Swiss said, no way. And they maintained their crossbows and their prowess with crossbows and weaponry. So, like, I forget how many years now, 100 or so years later, the popes chose the Swiss to be the guards for the Vatican. I think they still are to this day. So I find that very interesting. But anyway, what we saw yesterday live, thanks to Alex Jones, we saw the Bilderbergers being trapped. Some of them tried to walk up and come back around toward the hotel in Switzerland. People were aware of it. And all at once, hundreds of people were following them. The Bilderbergers all had orange jackets so they could be recognized by the security guard. And they were, you know, really bringing it to them. Boo, and we know who you are now. But it's interesting to note the kind of faces they saw and identified right on the spot. The CEO of Google, right? Microsoft, Facebook, LinkedIn. Okay. So that's never happened before, and I think it's a result of prayer. been confused, the people at the top. I mean, there's no different than the Kabbalah destroying the leadership. You know, you've learned that from John over the years and still exists today. That's what we have in our country. It's just this, the result of Kabbalistic thought that has put this iron control over the world. But it's beginning to slip. It was a joy to see those guys trying to dodge and weave and so forth, and people were saying, you know who you are. I mean, so hopefully that's a good sign. I thought about it a lot because that's what Diane prays for. Women, that's all they can do, you know, pray to confuse the leadership. So, Diane, I'm sure a lot of people joined you anyway. Thanks very much. That's all I have to say. Weapons.
Okay, any more testimonies this morning? Okay. Father God, thank you for this day and for the word that we heard here today. And Father, we thank you that it's always good to refresh and to take another look at things. And this is basically what we need to do, is always be in the word and renewing our mind. So we thank you for that renewal today. We thank you, Father, for helping us to put into practice, just like in Bob's testimony, where he practiced taking those thoughts into captivity. So help us to put into practice those things that we've learned, and we will defeat the enemy. And we thank you for that. We thank you as we go our way that we will have a blessed week. We thank you for safety and provision around us. In Jesus' name, amen.